This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to a post-Christmas year-end edition of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and I have two of our cinephiles with me today. Russ Collins is Executive Director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and Michael Jewett is WEMU's in-house film aficionado, in addition to his role as host of 89.1 WEMU Jazz every weekday. Gentlemen, did you have a Merry Christmas?
Indeed. Fantastic. I got to tell you, what an honor to be invited to do this,
and you actually are the new permanent fill-in
to be included in the same paragraph as Russ Collins.
Well,
for anything,
I feel exactly the same, Michael. Yeah, well, so we have followed each other around now for 30 years
and accomplished gigs. Great things.
Well, it's mutual, nice that you have a mutual admiration society,
exactly.
And thank you for taking note of how much you each appreciate me. Well, it was duly noted.
It goes without saying.
Goes without saying that.
In any case,
hey, whose idea was Cinema Chat anyway? You guys are like
that was
rolling.
Russ Collins. Joan Silvey, 25 years ago.
That's the genesis of it. So happy to be part of it,
and happy holidays to everyone out there.
Indeed.
So.
Hope
you
see
had
some
a
movies.
Great Christmas and Hanukkah, and we're looking forward to a new year ahead. But as we wind up 2019, we do want to take time to kind of talk about some of our favorites. And I know, Russ, throughout the course of the year, you tell me about one each week that is your favorite of the moment. So have you kind of been able to put together a list of sorts that reflects what you really appreciated this year?
Yes. Well, and so I've got 20-odd films. They're not all odd, but there's over 20 films. And so the first set of them I actually saw at Sundance. American Factory was a documentary film that didn't get a theatrical exhibition, but it was a great, great documentary film that is completely applicable for Southeastern Michigan, and it played on HBO, I think. The Farewell, which is the Awkwafina movie where she plays the granddaughter, and it's a family drama set in the United States and China. I loved that piece. The Last Black Man in San Francisco was a revelatory film. I got to see it at Sundance.
Jonathan Majors in the supporting role.
Jimmy Fails. And anyway, I really liked that film. And then Blinded by the Light, which is just a fun film with a lot of Bruce Springsteen songs.
Did you grow up as a Bruce Springsteen fan?
I did not.
I think the movie resonates beyond his fan base.
Oh, absolutely. No, I was not a big Bruce Springsteen fan, but I liked Bruce Springsteen. But it's about a British Pakistani kid who finds truth and redemption and Bruce Springsteen's songs in a really fun way.
And I know, Michael, you've often considered quitting WEMU to follow Bruce Springsteen on tour.
Well, actually, no.
David and the Grateful Dead. That's we know that story. And then at Cinetopia, we showed a film, To the Stars, which isn't really a well-known film at this point. I don't think it got a theatrical release. But the director, Martha Stevens, came to Cinetopia, and she got to meet Nancy Savoca, who was the topic of the symposium that the University of Michigan did. And Nancy Savoca, this wonderful director of cult kind of films, got to meet this young lady that just thinks the world of Nancy Savoca. It was a very special moment, and her film was terrific. Wild Rose was a film about an English woman who wanted to be a country music star.
Moved to Nashville.
Yeah, liked that a lot. Autonomy was a documentary about automated vehicles, which had a lot of Ann Arbor connections to it. Health Undocumented is by a local guy, Juan Vertez, and it's about the undocumented folks who have all kinds of health issues that need to be dealt with, and the volunteers and good folks who make those things happen. And then Miles Davis, Birth of the Cool. Yeah.
This one resonated with you big, didn't it, Michael?
Yeah. As many stars as you got. I thought it was. And also I had the pleasure of interviewing the filmmaker Stanley Nelson about it. Yeah, one of the best music, just straight up music documentaries. And to handle a figure of that magnitude, and to get it into a narrative that had narrative sense and just touched all the bases. Yeah, superb.
So that one was definitely on your list as well, Michael?
Oh, yeah, very, very high on my list.
Touched the soul, as it were. Yeah. Now, this wasn't a movie. It was a PBS thing, but the Ken Burns country music documentary
I think this is actually the most, I would say, universally praised Ken Burns series.
Even more than the jazz one?
The jazz one has started all sorts of fights. They're ongoing. Civil War.
Right.
Yeah. So I think he just really nailed it on this one. So yeah. I don't know anyone that wasn't like raving about this one.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins and Michael Jewett as we wrap up 2019. And very quickly, what else made your list, Russ?
Well, I liked One Child Nation, which is a documentary about the devastating cultural revolution policy of families only having one child. Mm-hmm. And the impact China, yeah. was kind of surprising in China. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That was one of my favorites, for sure.
Tarantino film. A Brad Pitt film. He was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Ad Astra. I like that.
Now, see, you and I are kind of in the minority here. I know it got pretty solid reviews, but I don't think...
It didn't go over huge in the public, did it?
I don't think it did really well at the box office, and I don't think it had, like, really great word of mouth. But I found the movie actually, really compelling for a space drama.
Ad Astra, yeah. No,
yeah, it felt maybe a little too rooted in Brad Pitt's character. There were some other things that I thought they could have explored a little more. But, yeah, it was...
It did not do well at the box office.
Yeah, but I thought it was actually a really, really compelling view.
Tommy Lee Jones as Brad Pitt's father. Really interesting.
Yeah, it's a father and son story. So
It's worth checking out.
Yeah, it's check this out because it's actually a more compelling movie than I think. People were looking for like an exciting space drama, and that's not really what it is.
No.
Yeah.
But speaking of exciting, Ford versus Ferrari or Ford v Ferrari,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun. It's a really well-made film. And Parasite.
Oh, that was one of Michael Jewett's favorite. He came back raving about that movie.
That's the best film experience I had. Pretty much in a theater from an objective.
Yeah,
I saw it at a packed house at the State, and a lot of oohs, ahs, mixed everything about the movie works.
And
really,
the less you know about the movie going into it, the better the movie is. It's really amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing the way that the director Bong Joon-ho works with the characters and the plot.
You
and
think something's happening, and that's kind of what's happening, but maybe something else is happening, and then.
What about?
No, really, that's not what's happening.
And it's a family drama. That's the thing that's surprising about it. It's not a sci-fi thing at all.
Yeah.
Pedro Almodovar's film Pain and Glory, I like that a lot. I liked Joker.
I liked it, too. I really did. I thought that was just fabulous by Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm going to suffer all sorts of geek points. I balked at the film. I just could not do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. I know it's a big game changer for comic films, but I'm not watching a character study about this guy.
It's a different kind of superhero movie, for sure. Yeah. Jojo Rabbit, liked that film a lot. And, you know, I liked Rocket Man.
It's because you're an Elton fan.
I'm an Elton John fan, too, and I hated that movie.
I'm going to guess that you have either Mad Men Across the Water or Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, like on your... in the car or whatever.
I don't have either one, so I'm not that big of a fan. But when I was a kid, I definitely had Yellow Brick Road.
My wife is a huge
fan. I have his first six albums that are constantly on play.
And the movie was pretty remarkable. It was a musical. It was literally like a Broadway musical. But it was put together, I thought, in a very clever way. Now, films that I'm looking forward to, Bombshell.
I just want to mention that I think largely to being like a guest contributor on Cinema Chat, this is actually a big year for me. I'm almost at 30 movies seen this year.
What movies didn't we mention, Michael Jewett, that would make your top list?
Top list, without a doubt, my favorite movie, even though I have some problems with the creative narratively. In fact, it's still showing in theaters, is Queen and Slim, the film starring Daniel Kaluuya and newcomer Jodie Turner-Smith.
I get her
name right. It's Melina Mastukas. I hope I get the director's name right. I always mispronounce her.
Great reviews on that film.
Great reviews. There may be a couple of issues with it, but it's a modern day road movie set against Black Lives Matter. But there's a lot going on in the movie, and I just got to tell you, I fell in love with Daniel. Well, I'm already in love with Daniel Kaluuya. I will watch Daniel Kaluuya basically
in anything.
Do anything. It's my rule right now. And he and Joni Turner Smith are just one of the great, great film couples I've ever seen.
Queen and
what
Slim.
Else did
go
we
check
gloss
it
over?
Go slip it out. Now, in terms of objectively, though, I would have to say the finest movie I saw this year, which I think is a discussion for another time, Parasite.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. No doubt in my mind. The best made movie I saw this year.
Yeah. And Ford versus Ferrari is also a very well-made film, but in a much different vein.
Yeah.
A very traditional, very Hollywood traditional, but very well
executed. Russ, let me ask you this. We went through a series of about 20 films that you identified as among the best for the year. If you had to rank your top three from that list, what would they be?
The Farewell. I like that a lot. Pain and Glory. And I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I liked Joker. I liked Jojo.
You can't keep it to three. That's why you have a list of 20, isn't it?
That's right. It's true. And I thought Blinded by the Light and Rocket Man were just fun, 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 fun films. Yeah. Great films? No.
Speaking of fun, I liked a lot. Knives Out. My wife and I saw Knives Out.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, just. Oh, yeah.
It's so entertaining and so well put together.
If you're looking for a date movie that's, you know, where you've been in the relationship for a while, right. go see that.
Marriage Story is another one. Yeah. It's great. It's really hard to watch. But I'm looking forward to Bombshell, 1917, Little Women, and Les Miserables, which is not based on the Hugo novel. It's a French filmmaker in a neighborhood outside of Paris, and it's kind of devastating. Really cool.
Go
May
see
win
movies.
The best.
Go
best
see movies. Holiday break. Go see movies. Lots and lots
yes,
of movies.
Yes. Go
to the movies. It's a great experience.
Well, thank you both for passing along your favorites today. I hope you both enjoy the rest of 2019. And what do you say the three of us get together next week at the start of the new year and talk more about the awards film festivals?
I like
and
that.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Ta ta to 2019.
That is 89.1 WEMU's Michael Jewett and Russ Collins, who runs the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor and serves as my co-host for Cinema Chat. For Michael and Russ, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to the last Cinema Chat of 2019 on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.